Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Yep. Never a dull moment, you guys. Never a dull moment in this life. In our journey, in our experiences, and all that's taking place around us. So much is happening right now. Absolutely incredible where we are and what's going on and what's happening in this paradigm, this shared primary consciousness that all of us are experiencing right now. You know, we've got to accept the fact that what people consider reality and what you've been told is reality, and people have tried to program into us as reality, is not necessarily the truth. And once you start to recognize that there can be a lot of things that are around you that you've been sold a false bill of goods, told it enough times till you started to believe it, and now as the stress test of life comes up and things start to come apart, you start to recognize that, wait a second, that's not real, that's not true, that doesn't make sense, that is not accurate, that doesn't fit the paradigm that I'm being given and sold and told to believe and to buy into. And you know, it's amazing to me that of what the world will tell you is something to aspire to, what the world will tell you that this is now success and you need to abide by it. So how many times are there people that will stand up and will seek to be proclaimed an expert or a source of authority on a host of different subjects just because they've got some money in their bank, you know, or even they tell you, you don't even know, right? They tell you that. Meanwhile, they've got, you know, they've been renting the planes that they take pictures in front of and renting the fast cars and making that image look, because they got to fake it till they make it. But, you know, based on what? Based on what is somebody trying to establish themselves as an authority? Based on what? You're a best-selling author? Okay, if you've got 10,000 units sold, are you the best-selling author in a category for one day? You can call yourself a best-selling author. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you're credible now? Does that mean now that what you say should be viable? Does that mean now what you say should have merit and should have weight and I should listen to that? Is it because you wear a robe and a collar? Is it because you stand up in front of a wooden platform? Therefore, now you're credible? What about the spirit behind something? What about the spirit that animates something? What about the source of where that knowledge is coming from, that information is coming from? How about that? How about that being the place where potentially we would start to give credit and viability and give it authority and a voice? You know, people sometimes they want to say, okay, this guy over here. People assume positions of authority, assume positions that, okay, now they're going to tell you what's what. You know, somebody assumes, okay, they're a billionaire in the world, therefore, now they're an authority. No, the only thing you're an authority on is the zeros. But every other area of your life, what about it? In your health, you're bankrupt. In your relationships, you're bankrupt. Your marriages, your children, now what? What does that count for? Somebody says, oh, but it's the thing that people measure. No, that you can measure all of this stuff. You know, what kind of, I mean, it's just the things that people put a priority on, the extent to which we have slipped as they try to codify everything, as they try to create an algorithm to monitor and manage everything. You know, what is the measurement then on the health of your spirit? On the measure on your connection with the living God. Your connection and your source of that which is real and that which is true. Your commitment to truth. How about that? What value is placed on that? How about this one? The value of the place where your eternal soul will go. Is there a measure for that? Because all this other stuff here you leave behind. What's your wealth category there? What does your spiritual account look like? Many, many tekel parson. You've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Listen, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. If you know Jesus Christ, and you're walking with Him, you've been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. All right, listen. You are a co-heir with Christ Jesus. You are on an incredible track. And your inheritance in Christ is beyond anything that this world would ever have to offer you. Everything this world would put together, if it gave it all to you, it wouldn't even begin to measure up to what God has for His people and those that have walked with Him and those that have served Him. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived the things that are in store for the people of the living God. Period. Period. So as the world would continue to try to sell you a false bill of goods, you need to know in yourself that you already have far more. Jesus, He said in Mark 8, He said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul?" Okay, so mathematically speaking, the value of your soul is worth more, is greater than all that is in the world. The value of just one human soul. Because all that's in the world is temporal and passing away. The soul is eternal. Your spirit is eternal. So right there, that which is eternal outlasts that which is temporal and fading away. So, everything in the world has time stamped on it. Everything in the world breaks down. Everything in this world passes away. And the only way that the world has anything to work with in the first place is if they take and usurp something that is from God. They have to breathe God's air. They have to manipulate God's dirt. They have to play around with the genome that God put in place. They have to take the free will of man and twist that into something that will build their system. Do you see a pattern here? The world has nothing in and of itself. They're squatters. They're squatters on the things of the living God. They're squatters on the inheritance of the children of the living God. And yet they want to try to come and tell you that you need to conform to them. That you need to conform to their dead things. Hogwash. I'm trying to keep this PG a little bit. In the words I say, so hogwash. Ah, yeah. No, we're seeing more and more and more the bankruptcy of the world and the world system. Spiritually, mentally, physically, literally, financially, mind you. See, even financially, the world system is a debt system. It's a system of debt. It's a system of expanding debt. It's a Ponzi scheme. And every Ponzi scheme collapses. So it's not a question of if, but when. And when it collapses, the more hurt will be the longer that it's gone on for. So the longer it's gone on for will be the greater the hurt. So, ideally, try to keep yourself, and this is just my, okay, I'll tell you. Try to minimize you're in the world, but you're not of the world, right? So So recognize what the world does, recognize the traps of the world, and minimize your exposure with them. You can. You can still carry on, but you can do it with your eyes open. Be mindful. Just be mindful, you guys, because there's a lot happening and there's a lot taking place. And things, listen, we've gotten to the point where no day is the same. I mean, every day you wake up and something has shifted, something's changed, something's different. I mean, we've come to the place already, at least in the paradigm that I've been experiencing, where things are shifting so quick that, you know, you don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring. So you need to be, for me, for certain, to be walking as an eternal being, flexible, ready to respond to whatever it is that God puts in front of us to do. Because to take up a fixed position amidst earthquakes, to take up a fixed position amidst the storms of this life raging on every side, is to put yourself in a position of just being battered and bruised. No, you need to flow. Flow with what God is doing. Flow with what God is doing. Now, things will escalate. And God, by His grace, is exposing so much. So as God exposes things, listen, deal with them. Deal with things. As He exposes them, deal with them. Don't waste time on stupidness and foolishness and all the other just junk. Things will come up. Just deal with them quickly and move on. Don't waste a lot of your life and a lot of your energy trying to resurrect dead things. If God wants to bring something back to life, that's up to Him. But let the dead bury the dead. You know, too often people are trying to resurrect stuff that God is done with. God is through with. You need to leave it and move. Because there's too much of life waiting for you to be trying to hold on to dead things. You know, there's that... I'm just thinking back to there was a sermon one of my pastors back in the day. He was preaching on... it was on Sam. I think it's 1 Samuel 16. Samuel's there and he's weeping for Saul. And God said, "How long are you gonna weep for Saul? Get up, you know, go to the house of Jesse, and I've got somebody there for you to anoint as king." And the way that was explained was, okay, how long are you gonna cry for Saul? How long are you gonna cry over something that I'm through with? God is finished with Saul at that point. Now, it took a little while for that to actually come into the natural manifestation of it. But God was done. Spiritually, that's another thing too. You've got to recognize that a lot of things will be done in the realm of spirit. But it takes a little time for that to go from spirit into natural. It takes a little time sometimes for that stuff to go and work its way through, to filter into this natural realm. There's people that have been tagged in the realm of the spirit, but they run on for a bit. And in the process of them running on, they carry on and they think they're okay, but they don't realize that it's just catching up with them, just creeping up on them. You know, I don't wish ill, as a spiritual being, I don't wish ill on people. I really don't. Sometimes in the natural, when people do something wrong against you, there is, you know, that side of us that just, you want to cause pain to those that cause pain to you, right? But in the spirit, you let go, you release, you move on. And God shows you how. Now, sometimes you've got to deal with situations, and we deal with them. But, in the realm of the spirit, we release and we let go. But God will still, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. And God does repay, you guys. God does repay. Nobody gets away with anything. No one gets away with anything. Everything will be brought to a perfect account when everything is said and done. When all of it is completed, all of it, every last thing will be brought to a perfect account. You have to know and understand. Nothing will be left pending. Nothing will be unsettled. All of it will be taken care of. So you and I, we just need to do our part. We just need to follow through on what God shows us, carry on with what God gives to us, do the work that God has for you. And He does have work for us, you guys. He does have things that He would like us to do and engage in. He's the Lord, we're His servants, and we do the things that we see the Father doing. So you do have work. So do it. You do have responsibilities, so fulfill them. You have a purpose, so carry it out. And know that the Spirit of God is going to work through you, be with you. He's going to carry out His work within you. There is times that this does get trying. There is times that this does get testing. But you got to be encouraged. Because each moment that we go through here is also one moment closer to the completion of your journey and your time. And the fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for you being here in the first place. So each moment you go through is a moment you won't have to go through again. So, you know, allow for, also just allow for perspective change. I think that's something too that we also need to be conscious of. That we can have a perspective change if the approach changes. I mean, I've been going through some stuff that's pretty fascinating to me about frequency and vibration and energy. I mean, we know the effect that good music can have on us. We know the effect that prayer, you know, can have on us. And what just, so all of that's there, right? So, but there's physiological effects of these things as well. So, as you engage, just know that there's tremendous impacts. And sometimes, if we just change our perspective, change our vantage point, you can go through the same experience in a totally different way. So I just want to encourage you guys that also with some of the difficult things you may be going through, just to allow God to potentially speak to your heart on stuff and show you if there's another way to be able to go through things. Because the enemy will use situations to bring you down and drag you into the depths of despair. But God would say and quicken you and say, consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope, and that hope does not disappoint. So, as the hope of the living God wells up in your spirit, know and trust that God is also in control and He's doing that work in you. And allow for Him to potentially change the way that you see these experiences, change the way that you would relate to the challenges that you face. And know that He that began a good work in you, He's carrying it on to completion. He's with us, you guys, and we're all right, you know. So press on in Jesus' name. Keep your eyes on Jesus, ride the wave, be aware but not distracted. And just know we love you guys. We're praying for you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love you. God bless you. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray for the brothers and sisters in Christ listening to this right now. Bless them and keep them, strengthen them in Jesus' name, Lord. We pray your richest blessings upon all of our lives. as we continue to walk with you and follow you and trust you. Your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Write us. Say hi. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.